A Christmas Tree and a Wedding. The other day I saw a wedding. But, no, I had better tell you about the Christmas tree. The wedding was nice. I liked it very much. But the other incident was better. I don't know how it was that, looking at that wedding, I thought of that Christmas tree. This is what happened. Just 5 years ago, on New Year's Eve, I was invited to a children's party. The giver of the party was a well-known and businesslike personage, with connections, with a large circle of acquaintances, and a good many schemes on hand, so that it may be supposed that this party was an excuse for getting the parents together and discussing various interesting matters in an innocent, casual way. I was an outsider. I had no interesting matter to contribute, and so I spent the evening rather independently. There was another gentleman present who was, I fancied, of no special rank or family, and who, like me, had simply turned up at this family festivity. He was the first to catch my eye. He was a tall, lanky man, very grave, and very correctly dressed. But one could see that he was in no mood for merrymaking and family festivity. Whenever he withdrew into a corner, he left off smiling and knitted his bushy black brows. He had not a single acquaintance in the party except his host. One could see that he was fearfully bored, but that he was valiantly keeping up the part of a man perfectly happy and enjoying himself. I learned afterwards that this was a gentleman from the provinces, who had a critical and perplexing piece of business in Petersburg, who had brought a letter of introduction to our host, for whom our host was by no means con amore.